SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russia targeted Ukraine's energy infrastructure in a large-scale missile and drone bombardment last night, hours after Ukraine's leaders signaled agreement for talks with the U.S. on ending the three-year war.
Volodymyr Zelensky says the Odessa, Poltava, Chernihiv, Kharkiv, and Ternopil regions were targeted in the widespread Russian attack. The Black Sea port of Odessa came under Russian shelling in the early hours of Friday. As a result of a missile attack, five houses were damaged. While Poltava came under missile and drone attack, according to the National Police of Ukraine. Moscow's primary target was the country's natural gas extraction facilities. Officials say Ukrainian defenses downed over 30 missiles and 100 drones. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, President Trump is strongly considering levying new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its war against Ukraine. In a post on his Truth Social platform Friday, Trump said he's considering the action based on the fact that Russia is absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. The sanctions threat came as Trump faces criticism for increasing pressure on Ukraine to reach a deal. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says he hopes the U.S. does not have to take military action to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
We have a situation with Iran that something's going to happen very soon. Very, very soon. You'll be talking about that pretty soon, I guess. And hopefully we can have a peace deal. You know, I'm not speaking out of strength or weakness. I'm just saying I'd rather see a peace deal than the other. But the other will solve the problem.
A recovery day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 222 points, the Nasdaq rising 126. This is SRN News. 17 states have taken action against DEI, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, which are under fire in recent years, are suddenly being abandoned by state governments. Critics say DEI promotes the LGBT agenda, racism, and censorship. President Trump's election seems to be the catalyst for states to finally take action, though the business community began to jettison DEI about a year ago. Texas, Florida, Georgia, and Wisconsin are amongst the states making changes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for Christians in India. Nearly a dozen believers have been rounded up and arrested in Uttar Pradesh for preaching the gospel. They've run afoul of the state's Unlawful Religious Conversion Act, which is designed to keep Hindus from coming to Christ. Ever since a Hindu nationalist party came to power in India over a decade ago, persecution of Christians has surged. This is SRN News. A new study finds sex change surgeries can lead to suicidal thoughts.
The University of Texas study found that 2 years after sex change procedures, the rates of depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and drug abuse were significantly higher. Dr. Paul McHugh, former senior psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins Hospital, the first medical facility to undertake sex change operations in 1965, agrees with that, saying transgender surgery is not the solution, and that's why Johns Hopkins stopped performing the surgeries in 1979. The doctor said the hospital's research found that the surgeries did nothing to eliminate the mental anguish of those with gender dysphoria, and the suicide rate of those who undergo the surgeries is 20 times higher than those who do not. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A private lunar lander is no longer working after landing sideways in a crater near the moon's south pole. Intuitive Machines announced the news. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.